from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Jordan Delco marches on. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Ikey, how we doing?
Spike, Jackie Baseball, two Delco boys. Holla at your boy.
Well.
Hold on, Jack's not a Delco boy.
No. Jack's a fraud Delco.
Oh, no. I thought you were a Delco boy, man.
No. It's Chester County all day. Cool. Love Delco.
Was born in Delco.
But please, everyone's trying to get to Chester County.
Oh, what? My father-in-law, right in front of us.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow, what a moment. What a moment.
That's how you know you're in Delco. Oh,
that's beautiful. That's beautiful.
You know, Val, born and raised in Drexel Hill.
So we are at the...
So she does not like me? She's Upper Darby, right?
Well, she doesn't mind when I say she's from Drexel Hill. She does not like when I say she's from Upper Darby.
Okay, so Val's from Upper Darby.
Yeah, even though Drexel Hill is in Upper Darby. Anyway, we are at the Streetlight Kitchen and Bar at Drexel Brook for Tour de Delco, which is brought to you by Visit Delco PA. People say Delco's a lot, and they're right. Oh, Find out all Delco has to offer at visitdelcopa.com. So we'll be here until 6 o'clock.
Nice 6:40, actually.
6:40. Well, Jack will be here until 6:40. If you want to see me or Ike, you'll get here by 6 o'clock.
He's doing leading off.
Yeah. Elliot Shore Parks will be here at 3 o'clock. We will have an interview for the new position of Afternoon Show Fantasy Football Commissioner at 4:30. That won't be in person, though. That one will be on the phone. Ben Davis is lurking around here because we're in Delaware County.
The most handsome man in Delaware County.
Very handsome, very tall. Yes. There's also a couple of puppies here with Providence Animal Center.
Oh, man, yes.
The one was giving me I'm a sucker for the puppy giving you a kiss or whatever. I love that. I know you're not a kiss man with the dogs.
No offense. I don't need dogs licking on my face or anything.
I don't mind it at all. Cool. So they'll be here if you, and the dogs are for adoption, and once again, if somebody comes here adopts one of the dogs, I'll pay for the adoption fee.
There we go.
But thank you to Providence Animal, and thank you to Visit Delco PA, and of course thank you to everyone at Streetlight Kitchen and Bar for hosting us. So here we go. So it's a big series that starts tonight. I would say the biggest series for the Phillies that we've had in a while. Dodger series was obviously very big, but a series against the Braves with the division lead at what, 6.5 games, 7 games?
Seven games.
Mm-hmm. The Braves with several different injuries. There's truly no reason why we should have any fear for losing the division. But then there it is, right there in our face, if this series goes poorly. But I'm thinking about the Braves and thinking about the Phillies and in terms of the rivalry. And at this point, I think Phillies-Braves is the best rivalry in Philadelphia sports. I think for a rivalry to be truly clicking on all cylinders, both the teams need to be good or both the teams need to be bad, right? You have to be playing for the same thing. Not only are the Braves good, Braves won the World Series a few years ago. We played the Braves in consecutive playoffs, and the Braves have been not just good over the last several years, but basically good my entire adult life. So the Phillies and Braves both good at the same time. Also, we played them the last 2 years in the playoffs. Also, I tend to think our fans and Braves fans do not like each other at all, which is another good thing in a rivalry, is when both sides consider it a rivalry. And then I started thinking about, okay, well, what was even close? And the first thing that pops to mind is obviously Eagles-Cowboys. I just don't think that the Cowboys thing, maybe because of their futility in the playoffs, I sort of feel like the Eagles-Cowboys rivalry is something that we do out of tradition and something that we say, but almost like that we're like a costume or something, that we go into it once a week, we chant Dallas sucks. But to me, the rivalry with the Braves, the Phillies and the Braves, considering where they both are, considering the stakes, considering what the playoffs have been like, Phillies and Braves have the best rivalry in Philadelphia sports right now.
Well, that's almost impossible to be true. The Eagles are the most important team in the city.
Sure.
So they have to be a part of what is the biggest rivalry in the city. So here's what I'll say to you. Now, I've always been an Eagles-Giants rivalry guy.
Right.
I dislike the Giants. That was the team when I played, gave us the most problems. We had sort of that love. Hey, you've heard Tiki and I go back. Like we,
yep.
There was a – we talk about having that mutual feeling for each other. A healthy respect, but also a healthy hatred. Yeah, that was reciprocated amongst Eagles-Giants players, not just fans, players during that time. But I can't – just because something matters to me more doesn't mean that is the growing sense of the entire fan base.
Right.
And I don't care how much the Dallas Cowboys and their stinking fans primarily try to – downplay the Eagles-Cowboys rivalry, it is actually flipped. You know why? Because Cowboy fans are actually jealous of the Philadelphia Eagle fans and the Philadelphia Eagles organization. Why wouldn't they be? I don't care that the Cowboys are worth $10 billion. What do their fans get out of that? Their fans don't get anything out of that. The players are rich. The owner is rich. Their fans get let down every year. So they're jealous of how we've had success, sustained success, have won a championship in recent memory, have gotten back to another Super Bowl, countless NFC championship games. They can't even get out of the first round. They've won three playoff games since 1995, I believe. Three or four, I believe, since 1995. So I say that to say, as much as the Cowboys try to downplay us, they are envious of us. And that just makes the rivalry that much better, because to the fans in this area, it will always be the Cowboys to them, number one. And the Cowboys trying to downplay us just means that it hurts them even more that we are where we are right now. So to me, I would say the Giants, but I know the fans will always tell you it's the Dallas Cowboys.
215-592-9494. Is Phillies-Braves the best rivalry in Philadelphia sports? You know, one thing that you just said there that I think – makes the Cowboys-Eagles rivalry a little bit less intense is part of why you were saying that it's more from their side is the fact that they have not won anything in 30 years. And part of it, to me, it has made the rivalry less intense. Now, maybe
they've been good, though.
They've been good.
They've been good for the last decade. So it's been back and forth on a division. If you look at the overall record, they may have the better overall record over the last 10 years.
Regular season.
I mean, yeah. I meant head-to-head.
Head-to-head,
I'm
right.
I'm saying head-to-head.
But I think for me, and again, maybe it's just because I was younger or maybe because rivalries were better. But to
well,
me,
they were definitely better when we were younger.
When I think about the Cowboys-Eagles in the 90s or even the early 2000s, to me, that is when I felt a true hatred from Eagles fans for Cowboys. And I think maybe the fact that they have failed over and over again has made them, I don't know, maybe the answer is they're less of a threat.
I was going to say, don't say sympathetic.
No, but
we're stomping on them.
No.
Stomp on the cockroaches.
No, I think maybe
you feel bad for the Cowboys? Is that what you said?
No. I just think people maybe think of them as less of a threat. and
no one's afraid of the Cowboys.
Right. And yeah. And where's the Braves?
Really?
No one's afraid of the Cowboys.
I don't think so.
I wouldn't say afraid, only because we know that what they're going to do in the end.
Exactly.
Right. But the Cowboys are good every year. I mean, they have a good regular season every
year. I know,
year.
But can they mix in a championship to make this well, this rivalry even
I
fun?
I don't need them to mix in a championship.
No. No, it would make the rivalry important again.
Well, yeah, truthfully, I think the fact – okay, so mm-hmm. – If the Phillies played the Braves in the playoffs, even the Braves as dismantled as they are, there would be a fear, I think, inside of every Philadelphia fan that we're going to lose to the Braves. Whereas when we
you think so?
I think so. I think the Braves have something about them that makes them sort of a more worthy rival and a more worthy opponent than the Cowboys are. And that's... What was it? Oh, that was a dog.
That's a dog.
Yeah, that's okay. I asked for that. Yeah, I asked for that.
Did you think that was us?
No, well, I didn't
Did
know.
You think one of us is barking?
Well, Francisco I thought it was at barking. Home. Every once in a while when I'm doing the podcast at home, Rebel or something will bark. So it gave me. It makes me feel like I'm at home. Jack, what do you think? Where are you on that?
Where are you going, Mr. Hockey?
Yeah.
Penn Flyers.
Yeah.
It still holds up, man. Yeah. Sidney Crosby? No, it's obviously Phillies Braves. Like, Phillies Braves has the most.
Obviously.
Yeah.
I would put Sixers Celtics over no, Phillies but
the
Braves.
We don't ever beat the Celtics.
The Celtics are
That's
our daddy.
Why we hate them.
No.
I would actually put Sixers Knicks at this point over Sixers
that's
Celtics.
That's a good one.
The stinking yeah. Knicks.
Yes. Because we're at the same level. Yeah. The Celtics just wanted.
We're on the same level.
Well, yeah, nobody gets past the second round. It's a real rivalry. The Celtics are not a real rivalry. They're the best team in the NBA. They won a championship.
I don't like the way that sounds.
It's the truth, man. We lose them three times in the playoffs over the last 7 years.
Say it with me. Like, real. Say it with me. The Celtics are our daddy.
Yeah.
Paul George is ending that.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. And Yabusele. Yabusele revenge spot against the Celtics.
So you think Braves Philly?
It's the best because there is that little bit of angst. There's a little bit of angst.
Where's the hatred at there? Other than the that'll boy harp. Now, that was pretty cool last year.
I hate Riley. I hate Acuna. I used to hate Freddie Freeman. I used to hate Brian McCann. Chipper Jones. We hated Chipper Jones.
See, those are all the old Braves.
Yeah.
But it goes back.
Strider. We hate Strider. I hate Strider. I hate A.J. Minter. No one else hates A.J. Minter. Well, I hate A.J. Minter.
I mean, when we think about the Cowboys that we hate outside of Dak,
and
right?
Dak's fake.
I hate them all.
No, you don't.
A lot of them from 25 years ago. Do.
Zeke's Jerry a fullback.
Jones, we hate them all.
Yeah. Zeke's a fullback now. No one's afraid of Zeke. Like that.
I was not afraid of him. I'm just saying, anything with the star on the helmet.
I
hate the fact that we signed DeMarco Murray.
Well, that was bad.
Yeah, exactly.
That didn't end well.
I tried to explain this to people last year, but Eagles-Cowboys has lost the juice.
Nope. And
I think a little bit.
Last year it didn't.
I think
and
a little
Seth
bit.
Joyner tried to tell me?
Yeah.
I think he
you
was
were wrong.
Wrong.
But he's thinking about 30 years
wrong.
Ago, too.
No.
He's thinking about 30.
You mean to tell me that Sunday night game against the Cowboys didn't hurt?
What? You lose to him. We lose to him every year.
Oh, yeah. My God.
All right.
And the city survives.
215-592-9494. What is the biggest rivalry in Philly sports? I say Philly's Braves
if they
right
were to
now.
Sweep us, we would not survive. Because you say we lose to them every year. Yeah, we beat them every year also.
Yeah.
It's a split every year.
Losing both of them would not be good. So I say Philly's Braves is the new best rivalry in Philly sports. Jack agrees. Ike personally feels Giants.
I like the Giants rivalry better. But it's the Cowboys. I know fans want the
Cowboys.
Well,
the Giants are dead, too. I mean, seriously. It's Daniel Jones, man.
Yeah. As a
they
true,
still have managed to win two Super Bowls somehow.
Look, as a Giants fan deep in my heart,
I'm
just kidding. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Corey in Columbus starts us off. I'm obviously
do not
kidding.
Do that, man.
I'm just kidding.
Cut that audio.
We've been heading in the right path, yeah. And there you go with this.
Give it a year. Give it a year, and that'll do it. Corey in Columbus, you're on WIP.
Hey, man, it's Eagles-Cowboys, and I'm going to tell you why.
Oh, my ass.
The problem is because with the Eagles and the Cowboys, like, it's not like we dominate them. When we play the Braves, yeah, they might get us in a regular season, but when they see us in the playoffs, they know what's up. They can't beat us, but it's like if the Eagles and the Cowboys played in the playoffs in, like, let's say the first or second round, something like that, don't tell me people ain't going to be nervous or the edge of their seats worried, because the Eagles-Cowboys game usually come down to the wire or they have blown us out. Now, listen, I can speak from experience. I know what it's like to dominate a rivalry and then a team just come out of nowhere and start whooping you.
Michigan State is not Ohio State's rival.
Hold on, bro. Hold on.
Michigan State is not Ohio State's rival.
And then they just know how to win a season. Slid
that in there, man.
That will stab you in your side. I know what it's like. So, listen.
But Corey, the one thing you said there, you said if the Eagles played the Cowboys in the playoffs, if. But the problem, the thing with the Phillies and the Braves is they have played in the playoffs.
Sure.
The Cowboys and the Eagles haven't played in the playoffs since I was in high school.
Well, this might be the only time the Eagles and the Phillies, the Braves and the Phillies have met in the playoffs, right? The last two times.
93 was the last time.
Okay. Years, and we beat them back-to-back years.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they won a World Series in 21, so they always have that over us.
Yeah, because remember the Braves were in the West. They were the NL. They were not the NL East.
Yes,
yeah.
Right.
Yes. Well, the Cowboys are still in the NFC,
yes,
by the way.
Yes.
Right now, the Eagles dominate, right? We got the Super Bowl. We got the NFC Championship games. But like I just said, I know what it's like. Let the Cowboys somehow get there one time or pray to God that it don't happen. They win one.
Yeah, think about that. Yes. Think about that. What would hurt more, the Braves winning the World Series or the Cowboys winning the Super Bowl?
Exactly. What do you reckon?
That's all you need to know.
Can I ask you this? How much would it hurt this year if the Braves won the World Series? With all the injuries.
If you took a poll and asked everyone, if we had to bear one or the other.
Well, that's fair.
The Braves winning the World Series or the Cowboys winning the Super Bowl? They would tell you, go ahead and let the Braves win the World Series.
And we just – the Celtics just won a championship. And we still talk about the Sixers the best team. So that don't matter. That ain't even a ride. We don't even care about the Celtics. I'm just letting you know. If the Cowboys win a Super Bowl, I might be an APB out for me. I can't have Michigan and Ohio State. I mean, Michigan and the Cowboys walk around with no shit. Nope. Y'all ain't going to be able to find me for a while. It ain't close.
Well,
All right, Corey.
You know this, Corey.
All right, Corey.
This will be Ryan Day's last year at Ohio State.
Oh, that's between you and him. I don't even know what you're talking about.
He'll be getting fired after this year.
So we have another spot to dole out in the WIP Afternoon Show Fantasy Football League. Now, of course, we want people who are dedicated to the league. You have to be able to come to the draft next Wednesday as well. So here's what we're going to do. Yesterday, we said, convince us why you should be in the league.
Matter of fact, we need to start telling them what time the draft is and what time they need to be
there. Oh, yeah, I actually don't know what time the draft is. What time is the draft, Jack?
So the Phillies play at 4.
Yeah?
I'd say 5.
5. Okay. 5 o'clock. All right. So they'll have to be there at 5 o'clock. So yesterday, we got our first entry in. It was Scott Newtown, right?
Yes.
So today, in addition to your sports point, you have to tell us why you are a true Philadelphia Eagles fan. Now, you have to think about this deeply. Yeah, I know there are some answers that are going to come to the top of your head that may not work. Now, Ike has recused himself from the judging, so understand that you will be judged by both Jack and I about your Eagles fan realness.
Yes.
So if you call with your normal sports point and are interested in being in the league and can make the draft, we will ask you, tell us, convince, and it's got to be like 15 seconds or less. Do you think that's a fair amount
sure.
of time? Okay,
yeah,
15
or 30
seconds.
You should be able to tell.
I mean, 30 seconds is awful long. I mean, they would have had a whole call before then.
Well,
we're going to know in 5 seconds whether you're down the right path.
Yeah, like, okay. Some things that we don't want to hear, or I don't want to hear. They're going to win the Super Bowl this year. Congratulations.
Yeah.
That doesn't make you the biggest Eagles fan.
Yeah.
If you give a real Eagles, like a IGG.
Well, don't give them the answer.
No, I know. But if
wait, what are you doing?
I'm just giving some examples.
Okay.
Leading them in the right direction.
Okay. All right. 215-592-9494.
I want real Eagles fans.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Not the fake Eagles fans.
Yeah,
I don't know what that is.
Well, real Eagles fans aren't that optimistic all the time.
All the time.
You got to have some pain in your gut to be an Eagles fan.
A pre-2018 Eagles fan.
Yeah. Chuck from Mount Airy. You're on WIP. What up, Chuck?
Hey, I hate the Cowboys. You hear me? Hate them with a passion. Hey, despite Mike, Jack.
Yes.
Jack is trying to get you on his side. Spike, I can't believe you. You're old enough to know this rivalry is still alive, man. Are you kidding me?
I'm old enough to know, but Chuck, I think I'm old enough to know when the rivalry felt more alive than it does right now. Like, to me, tonight's game, I'll let you finish. To me, tonight's game in this series and this team, the Braves, considering, and by the way, it doesn't need to be this. I'm not saying it's the greatest Philly rivalry of all time, but I'm saying right now, the team that I think about as a rival for all of our teams, that there's a real rivalry. Both teams are good, but one team has won a championship recently. The other team has been to a World Series. It is the Phillies and the Braves. The Cowboys had much more intensity to me in the 90s. Like, I think about the Cowboys rivalry from 30 years ago or 20 years ago felt a lot more intense then than it does now to me compared to Phillies Braves.
You just made my point. You know, you can't erase history. You understand what I'm saying? That anger in our fan base still exists. It ain't nothing no costume we put on. All right? I remember the history. Mm. Tell William Montgomery that. Tell Ron Jaworski that, what you're talking about right now. Tell Randall Cunningham that. Tell McNabb that. Tell
Randall Cunningham played for the Cowboys.
Yeah. Tell Doug Peterson that.
It doesn't matter. What I'm trying to say to you is this, right? You're trying to set a narrative, Jack. I know what you're trying to do. Build the Phillies up to be more bigger and more popular than Eagles. It's not happening.
One day at a time.
History is what makes this rivalry still great.
Well, hold on. Do you still hate Britain?
History is what makes this rivalry still alive. With May Ali and Frazier, great rivalry in the ring, it was history. It's the history that they had, the bad blood they had, okay? That's what makes a great rivalry. It don't matter how bad the Cowboys are. I take great pleasure in still stumping a mud hole in their ass. You understand what I'm saying? So don't sit up here and try to paint a narrative on this radio station like the Cowboys-Eagles rivalry don't matter. It matters.
There's no juice.
Nobody said it didn't matter. I just said it doesn't matter right now the way that the Phillies-Braves matter.
But it does.
But it does. And the history, honestly, the history is part of why I can tell that it doesn't matter. It doesn't feel the same. There was a true anger behind Dallas Sucks 30 years ago. Now people are saying it and laughing. And I truly think it's because both teams are good right now and it can adjust year to year. But I do not feel that same type of intensity with Eagles Cowboys the way that I do for Phillies Braves now. Well, Phillies fans and Braves fans hate each other.
Listen, let me tell you something, Spike. I can't speak for everybody, but what I say is this, right? I hate the Cowboys. I remember those 90 teams that used to come in and vet and kick the door down and laugh in our faces. You know what I'm saying? I remember the days where, you know, they were the team that prohibited us from getting where we wanted to go. I remember those teams, man. And I take, like I said, I take great pleasure now that we're able to be the franchise that we are and be better than what they are. Mm-hmm. That pickle juice game changed everything. I remember moment where I was at when that game happened, man. When you speak to a true Eagles fan, and I ain't talking about no fan of Philadelphia that just sell their Sixers tickets. I'm not talking about that fan. I'm talking about the fan from the 700 level at the Vet who were selling, who were buying tickets from their hard hard-earned money that they worked for to go down there just to see the Cowboys or possible chance of the Eagles beat the Cowboys. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about that fan. You know what I'm saying? The fan that would wait out in the ice cold weather just to see the result of the Eagles possibly beat the Cowboys. I remember those teams, man. And that will never, ever be from my mind. Whenever that game comes up in a week, and it's Cowboys week, my blood boils. You know what I'm saying? I think about the Cowboys when we going into the season. I don't care how bad they are. Because I take great pleasure in where we are right now as a franchise opposed to where they are. That's what I'm saying.
Yes. Chuck, so Chuck you, last thing.
Speak for yourself.
Go ahead.
But do not speak for every fan in Philadelphia. These fans right now are millennial fans. They don't know the history.
Bunch of Jack Fritzes. Yeah.
Dude, millennials are like 40 at this point.
Yeah, millennials, yeah.
Yeah, it's a little bit older. Here, Chuck.
Like, I'm
here,
on the bottom end.
Chuck, here's the last thing, and you'll be able to answer this maybe next time, but we received a photo of you from another listener, and it's an actual photo, it's not digital, of you wearing a Cowboys jersey. Can you explain that?
Yeah, you can kiss my ass. You ain't never seen me in a Cowboys jersey.
I'm telling you, there is a photo of you wearing a Cowboys jersey.
I ain't buying it, Chuck.
Not buying it, Chuck.
I am not buying
that. A number eight jersey.
It's a classic Spike radio bit.
No, it's a number eight jersey. You're pointing to the eight with the thumbs up.
You said we them boys.
Hey, let me tell you something. I'm not the father. You will never be able to – I can't explain. I would never be able to explain myself. You know what I'm saying? In the city of Philadelphia, if they caught me in a Cowboys, I'd rather die before I wear a Cowboys uniform. And that's a fact.
Are you trying to get in the league?
Yeah. Hey, listen, all right, Chuck. What's up?
I was in the league last year. But the reason why I'm the best Eagles fan in the world because I take a leak on a Cowboys symbol anywhere in the world. That's why.
Dump that. You got to dump that.
Yeah,
dump that
it.
Back yep. there. Thank
oh, you,
gotta Chuck.
You got to dump that?
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah,
why?
You can't. Did you get it? Hopefully
yeah,
you got it.
Yeah, I dumped it. Yeah.
Why?
Okay, yeah. Thank you.
Can, yeah.
You can't talk about doing something on something else.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, fine. Yeah. There's a very... I learned all these things about what you
well,
can.
I trust you.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah, yeah. I'm right on that one. Okay.
I'm right on that.
Yeah.
This is his show.
Yeah. Well, no.
Well,
I'm right on FCC
he's right
stuff.
On that. That's why I said I'll trust him.
Disagree. We endorse it.
disagree. Get out of here. All right. Coming up next, we will continue this conversation. Also, Kirk Cousins got to pick out the music playlist for Atlanta Falcons practice,
yep.
And they published the playlist. We will talk about what is on there.
Just because he's a Spartan dog don't mean I agree with everything.
Yes,
he does.
We'll run them by you. We'll run them by you.
Three-time captain.
Yeah, so we are at Streetlight Kitchen and Bar in Drexel Brook in Drexel Hill for Tour de Delco, brought to you by Visit Delco PA. People say Delco is a lot, and they're right. Find out all Delco has to offer at Visit Delco PA. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them? Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.